Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're 20 minutes away from the start of the 2015 and 16 basketball season for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. They face up Iowa tonight in a first game of this Hillier Classic in St. Joseph for the Bearcats. Again, it's the first game of their season. Upper Iowa, though, comes in with an 0-3 record, but Matt Gorder, their record a little bit deceiving. They played a very tough schedule up to this point. Two of the three losses coming at the hands of top 25 ranked teams in Division II basketball.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you're wondering why they've been able to play three games, they did play in an exempt tournament, so that's why they've been able to take the game four, which, you know, is a bit of a disadvantage when you talk about playing in a game. But I think to counter that, Northwest and the players playing for the Cats, most of them anyway, are a lot more familiar with the surroundings. They're familiar with this gym, a lot shorter travel. So I think that helps make up for a little bit of that anyway.
And the expectations are high for this Bearcat men's basketball team this season.
Absolutely. You know, when they've got a great mix of newcomers with returners. And what I mean by that is, you know, you look at the guys coming back from last year off the starting lineup, Connor Crooker and Zach Schneider and Justin Pitts. And then another guy like Brett Doherty, who played a lot of minutes and got some important minutes, I think, for Northwest last year. That's a good base to start with. And the new guys that they brought into this program are very talented. Now, they still have some work to do, especially on the offensive end, just trying to mix with each other, get used to each other. But that's something that will only come, I think, with game action. So today's game is a big step in trying to move the right direction.
Both Northwest and Upper Iowa are going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the eight locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 660-582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealthstfrancis.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in St. Joseph's, Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Northwest and Upper Iowa going through their pregame warm-ups. And Matt, this Northwest basketball team, much like all teams really, it's a long preseason before they get ready for that first game. They've officially been practicing since mid-October, but going through one-on-one drills and all kinds of off-season and conditioning to get ready for this. And I think these guys are ready to go tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially the players. Coaches never seem all that ready. They'd rather have a little more practice time, but the thing that a weekend like this does is you get a couple of games in a pretty quick short span, and you get to learn a lot about your team and get some game film so you can show the guys what you're talking about, what you're trying to teach them, what you'd like to fix. Like I said, especially offensively for Northwest, I think defensively they'll be fine out of the gate, but it's going to take a little time for these guys to grow offensively, I believe.
The thing I like about opening up in a classic such as this, you get the two very quality teams you open up with. Upper Iowa, a very good team. Tomorrow they've got Wayne State. So you, not only do you get your some basketball under your belt, but I guess some good competition as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've seen in years past, and I think things have changed over the last 5-10 years. Years past, you'd see one or two of the teams in these classics be cupcakes. You don't really see that anymore. I think teams see a lot of value in playing quality competition early, and Northwest is doing that. Obviously, it'll get even better next week, but you know, quality competition early, even if you take a lump or two here and there, it's going to make your basketball team much better, and that's what these coaches are looking for.
Northwest and Upper Iowa, we'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Baumley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Taco John's in Maryville and St. Joseph. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Welcome back to our pregame. Talking now with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, time to staff up for another season.
Yeah, we're excited to play somebody in a different colored jersey and hopefully show what we've been working on for the last few months and during the summer and come out here and compete and play hard.
How did the fall camp go for you?
Good. You know, I thought we got a lot better. We had a lot of injuries in it, but right now we're healthy and as healthy as we've been. So hopefully we take some of that mental toughness that we had in the preseason and put it into tonight's game.
What are some of the things that fans can expect to see out of this year's team?
We're a little more talented than we have been in the past. I don't know that means anything other than, you know, our margin for error is a little bit bigger. But in saying that, we lost two really smart, high IQ basketball players. And so we're having to work on things that last year we didn't have to work on a whole lot. So we're a work in progress. We've got a long ways to go.
There are a lot of expectations coming in, ranked number one in the MIAA preseason poll, and then also a 14 national.
Yeah, I mean, those aren't results, so we don't really get too excited about them other than for recruiting purposes. But, you know, hopefully at the end of the season we can be right where they have us ranked, except for higher in the national poll.
Now, you've got a team tonight that you're facing in Upper Iowa that's got three games under the belt already.
Yeah, they're a really good basketball team, really shoot it. compete. You know, they get after you defensively, and then offensively they're going to play super fast and get after the O-boards. So it'll be a tough first game.
And their schedule, too, they played some pretty good competition coming into this.
Yeah, multiple ranked teams. I think two ranked teams and then another team that's really good. They're going to be good. I mean, they'll be as good as any team in the MIAA, and we're going to have our hands full.
And what are, again, some of the keys for tonight's matchup?
Just compete, fly around. You know, specifically, got to get after defensive rebounds and limit their penetrating pitch.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
The coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball team, Ben McCollum, stay tuned. We'll be back at the starting lineup right after this timeout on the Bearcat.
Support for today's game comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Welcome back to St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse as part of the Looney Complex on the Missouri Western State Campus. As we check the starting lineups, first of all, for Northwest, the lineup will look like this. Justin Pitts will be at one of the guard positions. Pitts, a 5'9 sophomore out of Blue Springs. Last year's freshman of the year in the MIAA, and he's a first-team all-MIAA performer as well, averaging over 17 points and nearly 3 rebounds a game a year ago. The other guard spot goes to Anthony Woods, a 6'2 junior from Kansas City. He was a player that was instrumental coming off the bench in several games last year, getting a start tonight at guard. Fort is the senior, 6'2 senior out of Overland Park, Kansas, Connor Kirker, a second-team All-MIAA performer last season, averaging about 14 points and 4 rebounds a game a year ago, coming off a bit of a hamstring injury during preseason workouts, but he's ready to go for tonight's matchup. Also to Fort is Zach Schneider, a 6'7 junior from Prairie Village, Kansas. goes to the Northwest single-season record on three-pointers made, and he was an honorable mention, All-MIAA performer a year ago. He averages nearly 12 points and 3 rebounds per game. And at centers, Bray Doherty, a 6'7 sophomore out of Omaha, Nebraska. Last season, he averaged 6 points and 4 rebounds per contest. Now for Upper Iowa, again, Upper Iowa coming in with an 0-3 record. They have losses to Alaska Anchorage, 74-71. They've also lost to number 15th rated at Western Washington, 90-75. And 11th ranked at Cal Baptist, 77-75. Those games played out in the Los Angeles area. They also had an exhibition with Creighton out of Omaha, losing that one 113-77. And one of the guard spots is Cole Kruger, a 6'2 sophomore from Hayfield, Minnesota. Also at a guard is Carson Parker, a 6'3 sophomore from New Hartford, Iowa, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. At a forward is Jimmy Roth, a 6'5 junior from Marion, Iowa, averaging nearly 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also at forward is Josh Weber, a 6'5 junior from Dubuque, Iowa, averaging 16 points and 5 rebounds a game. And at the post spot, Jared Gamble, a 6'9 senior. He's out of the Gold Coast, Australia, and a transfer from Southeast Community College. He averages 3 points and 4 rebounds a game. So that's the way the lineups look for head coach Brooks McCallum of Upper Iowa, and also for the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCallum, in his 7th season as head coach of the Bearcats. And he's coming off a co-coach of the year a season last year in the MIAA. And his 25 wins last season, most wins in a season under McCallum, as they went 25-7 a year ago and finished 15-4 in the MIAA. Good for the MIAA regular season at championship. So again, it's Northwest and Upper Iowa. We'll be back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken, as well as sides for lunch or dinner. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in St. Joseph on the Missouri Western Campus, Northwest and Upper Iowa, just a few moments away from tip-off time as the Bearcats get ready to open up the 2015-16 season. Again, Northwest coming off a year last year where they went 25-7. 15-4 in the MIAA, the regular season title, and made their second straight appearance in the Sweet 16 before losing to Minnesota State Moorhead. They opened up the season with a loss to Moorhead and then lost in the final game of the year. That went up in Sioux Falls last year in the regional taking place in Sioux Falls. But a heck of a season last year for Northwest. And really, last year, Matt Gordon, it was a season, a bit of a surprise for Northwest. It was considered a bit of a rebuilding year, but more of a reloading year than rebuilding last year.
It was, and I guess the good news is they rebuilt and reloaded all at the same time and now get to reload again. But expectations are definitely higher for this Bearcat basketball team. Picked to finish in the top of the MIAA and 14th in the nation in the preseason poll. So the expectations are a lot higher, and so now you kind of play with a little bit of a different attitude. Last year they didn't necessarily have a chip on their shoulder or anything, but no pressure. You're just playing to be better, and now you're kind of there at the top to start. You got to play hard to stay there.
Well, this is the first of a very busy weekend. The Northwest women's team opens up tonight in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as they face Augustana tonight. That's a 6 o'clock tip, and you can hear that on KXCV.org on our web stream, as Rodney Harris is having the play-by-play of that one. He'll be back for tomorrow night's game in Sioux Falls as well against the host school in Sioux Falls, also with a 6 o'clock tip. We'll have more basketball here tomorrow night as the Northwest men face Wayne State in their second game of the Hillier Classic. Matt Brown will have the play-by-play of that one. But we'll be over in Topeka for football tomorrow afternoon as the Bearcat football team wraps up the regular season with a matchup with the Washburn Ichabod.
Yeah, that ought to be a fun matchup tomorrow. It's a great opportunity for Northwest, and it's a team that's been able to prepare just one game at a time all year this year. Tomorrow is one of those potential overlooked type of games, but I wouldn't be too nervous about that with this Northwest team. They know what's on the line. Chance to be the only team in the region to get a bye in the first round of the playoffs. An undefeated regular season, which not a whole lot of people expected, but it's been a great accomplishment. So with so much on the line tomorrow and knowing that Washburn doesn't want to finish below 500, they've got some talent on that team. They're going to play hard. Bearcats will be ready to go tomorrow, and it should be a big day over in Topeka.
And that will be a 1 o'clock kickoff on the broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at noon with Bearcat Game Day. So that's what we have in store for you along the Bearcat Radio Network tonight and tomorrow. So a lot of going on, but it's a fun time of year for everyone.
Yeah, it should be a great afternoon, great day. Maybe not perfect day, but pretty close. Good enough for this time of year anyway.
Right now, before the starting lineups are going to be introduced in front of the fans here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse, getting set for the national anthem to be performed, and then it's basketball time as the Bearcats will open up the 2015-16 season. National anthem as we're about ready for basketball action here from St. Joseph. The starting lineups being introduced now in front of the fans here, and as we turn behind us here courtside, come to expect a lot of Bearcat green in the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. An opportunity with just the short trip down to come and get a first look at the Bearcat basketball team, and those expectations we were talking about a little bit earlier also help make sure that the crowd is out. But you know, even when the expectations aren't as high as they are this year, we still see huge Bearcat crowds. So it is great to see, even though you almost expect it everywhere we go.
Talked about this in the pregame about Upper Iowa coming in 0-3 but playing a very competitive schedule. This is also an Upper Iowa team that at one point was an NAIA squad, but they've made the transition to Division II and really have put together a pretty good program since making that move to Division II.
Yeah, they really have, and that's why they're where they are now. You know, I think you have to throw out that record, the quality of competition that they have faced in that tournament that they played in has made this a better basketball team. And, you know, we talk about it when Northwest plays against those NAIA schools in the non-conference, how, you know, they usually have five or six games, and how much of an advantage it is to have a few games under your belt. Well, now think of that with a Division II game. They've got a few games under their belt and come in already with some of that game film and some of those kinks worked out from just from preseason practice. So it's interesting to see how they come out tonight. They will be a good opponent. They do have some talent, so it should be an entertaining one here in St. Joe.
Well, you look at the lineup for the Bearcats. Justin Pitts at the point guard spot. Anthony Woods moving into a starting position this season. And you've got Connor Kirker, the senior, along with Brett Doherty coming in as a starter and got a lot of playing time last year as a freshman. And then, of course, Zach Snyder, the three-point specialist from outside in that lineup. A pretty good representative lineup coming up for Northwest.
Yeah, that's right. Three starters from last year. A couple of guys that at various points in the season were playing starters amount of minutes, just weren't the first ones out on the floor at the start of the ball game. And, you know, I think it's a number of minutes that really matter in that experience. You know, especially when you look at a guy like Brett Doherty, who's still pretty young. He's just a sophomore. But as a freshman, got a lot of quality minutes against a lot of quality big men in the MIAA last year.
We're ready to go. The two teams coming at midcourt, getting ready for the tip-off for this 2015-16 season for the Bearcats. Nick Matama, along with Jason Hartsick and Chris Kovarek, are your officials for tonight's game. Doherty will jump center for the Bearcats, a 6'7 sophomore, and jumping up against Jimmy Roth. Roth is a 6'5 junior, and the tip is controlled by Northwest. They go from our right to our left here at the field house in their home whites with the green numerals, and for Upper Iowa, the powder blue uniforms with the dark blue numbers. In the right corner, Connor Kirker takes a three-pointer from the far right corner and drops it down. So the Bearcats jump out to the early lead, a 3-0 lead over Upper Iowa. Out to the top of the key is Jerry Gamble. Gamble will hand off out front for Roth. Roth down the lane, left side, all the way to the bucket. Misses the layup, one off the left side with the right hand. And misses it. Rebound Snyder. Here comes Northwest right to left. Woods across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line. Three-point dishes on the baseline. Cutting through is Doherty. Misses the shot. Trying to come up with it off the left side. And the rebound goes to the Peacocks. Across the timeline, Luke Lenhart will take it to the top and double-teamed out front. Ball knocked loose by Doherty, gives it to Pitts, and Pitts on the breakaway lays it up and in. Some pressure with half-court pressure. Northwest turns the turnover into a bucket, and the Cats up 5-0. Baseline low left side is Parker. Parker spires the dribble and now finds in the far left corner Lenhart. Out to the top of the key, Roth. Roth guarded by Snyder. Fakes right, goes left to the free throw line, back pedals. Now spins into the lane. Out front between the circles, a pass for Parker. It's right corner with 8 on the shot clock. A long 3 put up and missed, and a whistle as they fight for the rebound. The 3 taken by Gamble in the far right corner as they fight for the rebound. A foul coming up on Upper Iowa inside.
I tell you, we thought early on we would see good, solid defense, and they'd take a little bit of time to build offensively. We're seeing that good, solid defense, and first few possessions actually look pretty good for Northwest.
No doubt about it. Josh Weaver picks up the foul. His first, team's first. Kirker to the right side, Pitts. Pitts double team, brings the pass out between the circles for Kirker. Looks on the left wing for Woods. Woods crossover dribble to the free throw line. Cross court right side for Kirker, out front for Pitts. Pitts down the lane right side, drives to the bucket, a layup on the left side. Won't go on the rebound, pulled away by Gamble for the Peacocks. On the fast break, left side, Parker pulls up on the wing in front of the Bearcat bench. Looks low baseline left. Finds Weaver out front right side for Roth on the wing, knocks down the three. Jimmy Roth with the three. And it's a 5-3 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of the Peacocks. Pitts, last year's freshman of the year in the MIAA, goes right side for Kirkham. Right baseline, Doherty. Packs into the lane. A little left-handed hook off the front of the rim. No, on the rebound. Inside, pulled down by Gamble for the Peacocks. Now it goes to Parker to the right wing. Double-teamed. Spires his dribble. Bounce pass on the baseline. Leads Gamble just a bit too far on the baseline out of bounds and belong to Northwest.
It was a nice double team, but also good rotation to make sure that Doherty, who came up for that double team, his man was covered. That's where the pass was attempting to go, but that full rotation on defense forced that turnover.
Gamble goes to the sideline. And a substitution into this game for Upper Iowa. Coming into the game for Upper Iowa is Jordan Hay. And out front, down the lane goes Woods. Woods brings it out front right side and gets it to Kirkham. Low right side. Doherty spins the baseline on Haywhistle and got a little bit of an elbow thrown by Doherty trying to post up inside. They're going to call for the foul.
A little bit of a tough start for Doherty. He's had a couple of shots inside that didn't go, and then that foul there trying to get position for a shot inside.
Parker across midcourt. Dribbles to the right wing, out to the top of the key. Again, a double team. Long pass left side and a three put up. Rims around and out from the far left corner by Weaver. Fight for the rebound and a foul coming up on Northwest as they fight for the board inside. So the foul goes on Doherty. That will be his second, very quickly picking up his second. Up for Iowa will inbound baseline right. Now Hughes, who checks into the ball game on the baseline, lobs it out front right side, gets it to Parker, takes right, goes left, dribbles right side, pass out front right for Weaver. Weaver into the right corner, double team, drives to the baseline, brings it out front with the pass, gets it to Roth. Now back left wing, a jump put up by Hughes, and he drains it. Just inside the arc, knocks it down, Hughes off the bench, his first bucket of the game, and it's a 5-5 ball game, Northwest and Upper Iowa. 16:45 left in the first half. Fitz dribbles in front of us off the left side of the left wing. Takes it to the top of the key, sets up. He'll take the three out front. Too hard, a little bit off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped up in the air by Hughes. Picked up by Woods inside, lays it up. He misses the shot. And the board pulled away by Weaver. Cats missing a few good looks at the bucket inside early on. Game tied up at five. Parker goes cross-court right side. Weaver now on the right wing, a long three put up. Been good off the right side. Taken by Jimmy Roth. His second three of the game. And it's the first lead of the game for Upper Iowa as they lead 8-5 over Northwest. Into the front court, Pitts looks right side for Kirker, hands off to Pitts in front of the Peacock bench. Bounce pass baseline right. As they get it for Devontae Mosby, a transfer into the program, goes spins in the lane with a left-handed shot, won't go, and the rebound inside. Pulled down by Hay for Upper Iowa. On the fast break for Hughes, out near the timeline. Looks on the left wing for Rock. Off the left side to the free throw line. Spins down the lane into a double team. Tries to dump it right side, but as he drives the baseline, a whistle and a foul coming up. And this will be on Northwest. Block foul trying to slide over and take a charge, but not quite being able to do that with Devontae Mosby. Picks up his first foul. Mosby, a name that's familiar to a lot of players around the area. Transfers to Northwest from William Jewell, 6'5 junior from Independence, Missouri. And he played some very valuable minutes for Jewell. It was an All-Great Lakes Valley Conference second team performer a year ago. 8-5 to score, Upper Iowa in front of Northwest. Peacocks will inbound baseline left. And pass tipped by Pitts goes out of bounds. And it belongs to the Peacocks as they inbound right in front of the Northwest bench. Janelle Hughes to inbound. Brings it out left side for Parker. As he dribbles right side, whistle, and got a moving pick coming up against Upper Iowa. A set of screen out front was Hay, and Hay will get called for his first foul. Jordan Hay, again, coming off the bench, seeing his first action of the season, and commits the foul. An 8-5 ball game as Northwest trails Upper Iowa. Just over 15 minutes left in the first half. Out to the top, the key is Pitts. Looks right side for Connor Kirker. Now low for Mosby, spins in the lane, little left-handed shot, drops it down that time, and it's fouled. He'll get to the free throw line.
Nice quick spin move by Mosby to get to the inside, get that shot up with the left hand.
So Mosby with a chance for a three-point trip down the floor for Northwest. Hey, picks up his second foul very quickly. Mosby at the free throw line, a left-handed shooter. He had 11 double-doubles last year for William Jewell. Free throw, rims around and out, rebound as he fights for the rebound, whistle and a foul. And this one will go against Northwest. Reach over foul as Chris Abu in down. He's off the bench. Player redshirted last year out of Norway, picks up the foul, and that'll be his first. 8-7 to score as Northwest Missouri State trails by one. Out to the top of key Hughes, and he takes a long jumper, knocks it down, and that's a two-pointer just inside the arc once again for Janelle Hughes. He has 4 points. It's now a 10-7 lead for Upper Iowa over Northwest. On the left side is Indow. Looks out front. Connor Crooker now to Pitts. Pitts, left corner inbound. Dribbles free from lane. As he goes through the lane, it'll push in a foul coming up on the Peacocks.
Well, I tell you, as much as they're blowing the whistle right now, we're going to be here tomorrow. We may just have to drive straight to Topeka from St. Joe.
Breaking action with 14:54 left in this first half. Northwest trails Upper Iowa 10-7. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Back from the timeout, driving the lane off the right side, Justin Pitts misses the layup. 5 for the rebound out of bounds. It belongs to Upper Iowa. Bearcats trailing by 3, 10-7 of 14:40 left in this first half. Mark McGorder and studio engineer Karen Lawrence. I'm John Coffey from St. Joseph. Off of the right side, Schabel. And finds on the right for Parker. His dribble is picked away by Pitts. Pitts down the lane the other way. Lays it up in with the left hand. Drops it down and a foul. So Justin Pitts gets the steal and then drives the length of the floor to hit the layup and get to the free throw line. Schabel picks up his second foul since coming off the bench. And Justin Pitts at the free throw line for the first time this season. Justin, an 85% shooter a year ago for the Bearcats. Trying to tie this game up. Misses too hard in the rebound to Upper Iowa. Across the timeline off of the right side is Dennis Austin. Goes right side with the pass. Gets it to Gamble. Blows the layup. Rebound Northwest on the break. Pitts across the timeline. Now dribbles into a double team. Out of it goes right side and finds Endel. Looks full right side. Mosby to the baseline. Up with a shot. Whistle and a foul. Gamble cutting out the baseline and gets called for the foul. That'll be his first.
I like the aggressiveness of Mosby. You can see why he received the honors he did down at William Jewell.
It goes to the free throw line here. Shooting two, the first one good.
One of the rare players that doesn't dribble at the free throw line.
6'5 junior out of Independence, Missouri. And again, transfers to the Bearcats from William Jewell. Misses the second free throw. And Austin the rebound for Upper Iowa. This game's tied up at 10. Out to the top of key, Austin. Trying to go in the lane with the pass tipped away by Kirker. Picked up by Pitts. Here comes Northwest. 3-on-2 break. Pitts goes baseline right for Mosby. Drives the baseline. Little ball fake. Goes up for the shot. Misses and gets the rebound. Now finds him down. Going through the lane and got a whistle inside. And we're coming up on Northwest. Let's go on. Mosby. That'll be his second.
He went with a ball fake, got two defenders in the air. As they came down, they actually blocked his shot, and then he got the ball right back, tried to go back up, but dipped the shoulder down and got called for the offensive foul.
He's across the timeline, brings it out front for Roth. He'll take the long jumper out front, rims around and out, and in down with the rebound for Northwest, gives it up to Pitts. He'll take it across the timeline. Cats set up the offense. Steve McCurth into the ball game, goes right side and down. Now between the circles, Mosby looks left side for Pitts. Pitts low left for Mosby. Posts up on the left side, drops it off the glass and good.
They tried to double-team Pitts. That's dangerous. He sees the floor well, took advantage of it.
2-point Bearcat lead, 12-10. It's over 13 minutes left in the first half. Hughes dribbling out front on the perimeter, picked up by Kurtz, goes right side, pass, and it's out of bounds. Good job by Northwest on the defense. Trying to go on the right side, tipped away by Snyder, then goes off upper eye right of bounds. Now they will ship it the other way and give it to upper eye, was saying it did go off of Snyder. So upper eye will inbound off the right side on the sideline. And now comes to Luke Linhart. Linhart out to the top of the key, looks right side. Finds Kane. As Elliott Kane checking into the ballgame. A long cross-court pass left side into the left corner. Goes for Jimmy Roth. Drives the lane with the shot on the right side. Lays it up. Misses the layup. Weaver with the rebound. The putback off the glass is good. Tied up at 12 with 12:38 left in at the first half. Pits across the timeline. Looks right wing. And gets it to Indale. Out between the circles. Now left side pass for Kurth. Kurth. Back right side, Indell open on the perimeter. Long three, too hard. Rebound chased in the far corner up the right side by Linhart for the Peacocks. Game tied up at 12. Out to the top of the key goes Luke Linhart. Dribbles into the right side. Off the wing, now brings it out front right side for Roth. Into the right corner. Linhart now a point on the baseline right. Weaver. Weaver lobs across court into the left corner. And the driving is Austin. Now kicks it back right side for Weaver. Takes the jumper and knocks it down. A three-pointer. He's got 5 points, and it's a 15-12 Upper Iowa lead over Northwest with 11:50 left in at the first half. And down to the left corner. Brings it out front. Finds Zach Snyder. Snyder back left side. And down. Crossover dribble down the lane. Left side. The runner on the way too hard. And the rebound to Linhart for Upper Iowa. Dribbles out on the left side into the front court. Left for Upper Iowa as he go from our left to our right. Spins into lane as he spins. A reach-in foul coming up on Justin Pitts. That'll be his first. The team's right now with 16 fouls. Elliott Kane will inbound baseline left. Northwest right now going with Snyder along with Pitts. Mosby into the game. A Crooker out there. And Kurth on the left side is Linhart. Finds Austin near the left sideline, dribbles to the left baseline, cut off, brings a pass out front, gets it to Kane, now into the right corner, and driving into the lane, going up with a shot and knocking down with Jimmy Roth, and Roth with 8 points in this first half, gives up where Iowa, 17-12 lead over the Bearcats. Hits at the top of the key, through the lane, and the runner on the way, knocks it down. So Justin Pitts with 6 points. 17-14, Northwest trails. Linhart through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. His first bucket of the game. Averages just over 10 a contest. Pitts quickly the other way, dribbles through the lane, and a whistle and a foul as he tried to drive inside. And the foul coming up on Luke Linhart. That will be his first, seventh team foul on Upper Iowa. And Justin Pitts goes to the free throw line. Again, a 5'9 sophomore out of Blue Springs. Had a heck of a freshman season last year for Northwest. Free throw, rims around, and out. He's 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight. 19-14, Northwest Missouri State trails. On the left side, Linhart. Looks toward the left wing for Kane. Right in front of the Bearcat bench, almost threw it away, but finds Linhart out front right side. He takes a free throw line through the lane, gets caught up in the air. This is on the left wing, a long three on the way. Is good by L.A. Kane. That's his first bucket of the game. 22-14, Upper Iowa in front of Northwest. Hits across the timeline, down the lane he goes, stops, brings it right side, and finds Xavier Kurth, cross court left for Crooker. Crooker inside the 3-point circle, brings it out front right side, Pitts. Pitts to the free throw line, back right side, Snyder, into the right corner for Kurth, low right side for Mosby, spins in with the right hand, banks it in.
I see the Cats hit a shot in the paint. They've struggled shooting in the paint so far in this first half.
22-16, Northwest trails. Linhart down the lane, pulls up with a dribble, and now tries to find cutting through the lane. Roth, and we got a whistle here. 3-second violation. He kept trying to pivot around and find someone to pass to. Gets called for 3 seconds, and the turnover. We'll get the ball to the Bearcats after a timeout. 9:46 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Upper Iowa 22-16. We'll be back to St. Joseph right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Craig Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
22-18, Northwest Missouri State trails as Pitts back from the timeout, drives and hits a layup, and now a turnover leather in by Upper Iowa. The Bearcats will take it from our right to our left, again trailing by four in this first half with 9:19 left in the half. Justin Pitts across the timeline. It was out between the circles. Being chased defensively by Austin. Back left side, Snyder hands off to Kurth. Kurth will dribble out front. Goes cross court right for Pitts. Now to Kirker on the right wing. Kirk at the left-hander dribble to the free throw line. Left side for Snyder. Drives the baseline. A little runner on the way off the glass. Will go. Whistle. And they're going to call a charge on Snyder. Zach will pick up his first foul.
Well, John, Northwest won't have an opportunity to play the number one team in the nation next week when they go to Augustana. Washburn has beaten Augustana 88-86 tonight.
My goodness. Well, it says a lot about Washburn right now.
It certainly does.
22-18, Northwest Missouri State trailing Upper Iowa with 8:51 left in this first half. Austin through the lane with the dribble. A couple Bearcats inside and leaning down and stealing it away for Northwest as Mosby gets it now at two Pitts. Pitts across the timeline left side to the left wing. Dribbled off that left now to the free throw line. Through the lane he goes, drives through the lane and reach in coming up on Upper Iowa. Now we'll go on Elliott Kane. That'll be his first. And this gets Pitts back to the free throw line to shoot two. Justin, again, 0 for 2 so far tonight at the free throw line. He does have 8 points total and misses another free throw. Justin, normally a very good free throw shooter. Last year, 85% at the free throw line. And he got there frequently. 22-18, Northwest trail. Second free throw by Pitts on the way and good. So 22-19 game, the Bearcats are in front. I'd rather check that the Bearcats are trailing Upper Iowa. Cats open up a 5-0 lead, but Upper Iowa has the lead now, leading 22-19. Out front is Roth, a three on the way and good. Jimmy Roth with his third three of this first half. He has 11 points total. And Northwest trailing 25-19 with 8:10 left in the first half. Pitch to the free throw line, takes a 14-foot jumper right side, short pipe for the rebound inside, and a whistle coming up, and a push off the rebound coming up against Upper Iowa. Austin will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Dennis Austin, the third, out of Apple Valley, Minnesota. He goes to the sideline.
And they're going to look at the video for something.
Well, our first video review of the new season.
Tell you what, 16 fouls in a video review in this first half. They're definitely not in a hurry to get anywhere tonight. The officials aren't. We've heard a lot of whistles tonight.
Maybe they started paying them by the whistle this season.
That's going to be possible.
While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. 25-19, Northwest Missouri State trailing Upper Iowa. It's been a good crowd of Bearcat fans making the trip to St. Joseph tonight for this matchup in the Hilliard Classic hosted by Missouri Western. Bearcat men will be back in action tomorrow with a 5:30 tip-off as they face Wayne State. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 5:10 tomorrow night. Don't forget, on KXCV.org, you can hear the Northwest women this evening as they face the Augustana women. And hopefully, Matt Glitter, the Augustana women will meet the same fate that their men's team did tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. A two-point loss to Washburn for the top-ranked team, and a team that just beat the University of Iowa last week, I believe it was, or a week and a half ago, or something like that. But the pretty good basketball team with four of their starters back from what was a pretty good team last year. So all that'll do is probably make them nice and angry for next week when Bearcats make the trip up north.
They'll be there next Thursday. We'll have that for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. What should be a heck of a matchup.
So the video review was about whether or not he was attempting a three and how many free throw attempts he would get, and they have determined he will get three free throw attempts.
So Devontae Mosby goes to the free throw line. Left-handed shooter, and goes in and out, and they call it a one-and-one apparently, so he misses the free throw, and the rebound will come to Parker. He'll take it across the timeline on the right side. Brings it out front left for Roth. Roth looks into the left corner for Linhart. Linhart pulls up. Now brings it back left side for Roth. Roth to the left baseline. Gets caught up in the air. Does the pass right side for Hughes. Now into the right corner. Three up and missed by Roth. Fight for the rebound. Mosby clears it for Northwest. Across the timeline, Pitts. Pitts between the circles, dribbles left side. Now out front, pulls up the dribble, finds Snyder on the left wing, bounce pass low left for Mosby. Mosby, out front right side for Kirker to the right corner, and now takes the jumper, misses it, fight for the rebound inside, and it is pulled away by Carson Parker for Upper Iowa. Northwest trailing 25-19 with 7:15 left first half. On the right side, a three on the way, missed too hard by Hughes, and long rebound to Linhart for the Peacocks. Out front right side, Parker. Started by Snyder. Bounce pass baseline right side. Spinning into the lane. And going up the shot was Hay. Knocks it down. 27-19. Upper Iowa in front of Northwest. Then the Cats opened up a 5-0 lead to start this game. But Upper Iowa came right back in. They have a lead now 27-19. Off to the left side. Kricker finds Mosby low left. Out front they go to Pitts, who gets called for a travel violation. We're going with a quick pass on the right side to Snyder. The turnover, give it to Upper Iowa. 6:41 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Upper Iowa 27-19. And Matt, this was a very good Upper Iowa team.
Yeah, it is. Just like we anticipated coming into it, despite the 0-3 record, they had seen some good competition and are a little more polished in terms of being in action on the game floor.
Linhart out front, drives to the lane, has the ball stripped loose by Woods inside, picked up by Northwest, and Pitts across the timeline right. Goes high post for Doherty back into the ball game, and a whistle and a foul, and this will get Doherty to the free throw line. So that's foul going on Luke Linhart, picking up his second. Red Doherty to the free throw line for the first time this evening, a 6'7 sophomore out of Omaha. 6:21 left in the first half of Northwest, trailing 27-19. Doherty, a left-handed shooter, free throw good. It's his first point of the year. Doherty last year struggled at the free throw line, ended up by the season shooting 46% at the line, but his free throw shooting drastically improved as that season went along. Cats down by 7, 27-20. Second free throw on the way by Britt. Rolls out left. And the rebound to Upper Iowa. Hughes across the timeline to the right wing. Out front, looks on the right side. Gets it to Kane. Low right side pass. And they get it for Hay. Hay spins in the lane. And it was on a foul. Doherty, he was trying to go straight up with it. We'll get, and instead they're going to get this foul instead on Woods coming over on the help side. We'll pick up his first foul. And this will send to the free throw line, Jordan Hay. Hay to shoot a couple. Hay, who came off the bench earlier in this half, picked up two quick fouls. He's a right-handed shooter and knocks down the first free throw, and he's got 3 points off the bench. 28-20, Upper Iowa in front of Northwest. Second free throw on the way. Too hard. Rebound. Northwest. As Doherty comes up with the board. Northwest from our right to our left in this first half. Pitch across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. Now takes it to the top of the key. Down the lane. Looks into the left corner. Finds Anthony Woods. Woods out front for Connor Kirker. Kirker dribbles down the lane on the left side to the bucket. Lays it up and in with the left hand. Nice drive to the bucket. And Connor Kirker with 5 points in this first half. Makes it a 28-22 game as Upper Iowa has the lead. Into the right corner. The pass goes for Hughes. Hughes to the baseline. Out for a pass stolen. Stepping in front of the pass for Snyder as he tried to kick it out front as he was dribbling underneath the bucket. Snyder with the steal and Northwest across the timeline. Woods between the circles. Hands off to Kirker. He's being pressured defensively by Elliott Kane. Dribbles left side now through the lane. A little runner with the left hand off the front of the rim, though. And the rebound inside, pulled down by Parker for Upper Iowa. Cross midcourt to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. On the right wing for Hughes. Hughes double teamed out front with Kirker and Brody stepped out. Now they go on the left wing. A long three on the way. Knocked down by Carson Parker right in front of the Bearcat bench. 31-22. Upper Iowa in front of Northwest with 4:52 left in the first half. On the left side, Pitts. Dribbles left wing. Bounce pass and 10 for Doherty in the box on the left side. And the reach around foul coming up on Carson Parker, and that'll be his first. And before we go further, we've got a timeout with 4:44 left in the first half. Upper Iowa 31, Northwest 22. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Back in St. Joseph, Matt Gorder and studio engineer Karen Lawrence. I'm John Coffey. Karen will be joining us tomorrow as our sideline reporter as the Bearcat football team will be in Topeka to face Washburn in a 1 o'clock kickoff as the Bearcats close out the regular season. Should say the MIAA champion Bearcat football team.
That's right.
Doherty at the line, shooting two, fouled before the timeout. Misses the free throw. Cats have struggled at the free throw line tonight. Now 3 of 12 at the line. Second free throw on the way, and that one misses as well. Now, 31-22 game. Northwest Missouri State trails with 4:35 left in this first half. Now, front left side, Parker. Now goes low left in a double team. Cross-court pass by Weber on the right side, and a three-pointer put up and missed by Austin. And the rebound now to Northwest as Pitts will go from our right to our left. Pitts now drives the lane, lays it up, misses off, and the rebound pulled away by Austin for Upper Iowa. 31-22, Northwest Missouri State trails. Right side pass for Hughes. Hughes takes a long jumper and rims out, trying to put it over Snyder in the fight for the rebound on the baseline off the right side, and it will go out of bounds. And basically a foul as they fight for that board as well. Foul coming up on Upper Iowa. And that foul will go on Carson Parker. That will be his first. All right, check that for Parker now. Bringing up his second, and at the other end to shoot free throws for Northwest is Justin Pitts. Pitts 1 for 4 at the free throw line this evening. And knocks down the front end rim. He goes into double figures overall. He has 10 points now. Again, 31-23 game up for Iowa in front of Northwest. Already to the sideline. Xavier Kurth into the ballgame for the Cats. Second free throw by Pitts. Rattles down. 31-24. Northwest trails Upper Iowa. 3:55 left in the first half. Hughes across the timeline. Hands off. Gets it to Roth out front. And away, and a away from the ball. Whistle and a foul coming up here. And the push coming up on Northwest and Anthony Woods. That's his second. And this will send Josh Weaver to the free throw line. Weaver's free throw on the way. Good. He's got 6 points tonight. Averages 16 a game. Just he's a junior out of Dubuque, Iowa. 6'5 player. Free throw is good. 33-24, Upper Iowa in front of Northwest. Pitts to take it across midcourt as Northwest goes from our right to our left. Now accelerates, pulls up, and kicks it back out top of the key. Three on the way by Kurth. Misses, fight for the long rebound out of bounds. That'll belong to Upper Iowa. 33-24, Northwest Missouri State trails. Just under 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Austin down the lane, drives, and a reach-in foul coming up as Xavier Kurth reaching in as he went up with the shot. We'll pick up the foul. It's his first. Kurth, a 6'2 sophomore out of St. Joseph. 33-24, Northwest trails. Austin at the free throw line, rattles up. And the free throw coming for Dennis Austin. That one misses off the right side. Neither team really putting on much of an exhibition at the free throw line. Cats will take it right to left. 33-24 at Northwest trails with 3:15 left in the first half. Snyder in the right corner. Out of Pitts right side in front of the Peacock bench. Dribbles with the left hand. Out front between the stones. Goes takes the long three. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And the rebound to Roth and Upper Iowa. He'll break it the other way across the timeline to the top of the key. Spins into the lane and a whistle and a travel violation. Trying to spin on Anthony Woods. Gets caught for the travel. The Cats will have it off the turnover. 33-24, Northwest trails Upper Iowa. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Sits across the timeline. Now between the circles. Dribbles left side off his foot. Picked up though on the left side by Kurth. Back to Pitts left wing. Ryan Snyder out front, the three on the way, got it. And a whistle and a foul inside, fighting for the rebound. Zach with his first bucket of the game. They're going to say the foul is out front on Zach, or on the defender on Zach. So Zach will go to the line to shoot a free throw as well. Okay, now they're going to go.
Yep.
Inside on the rebound like I thought originally, but they had to. Zach going to the free throw line to shoot a free throw. Now the officials have a straight now.
Fouls against Kurth while the ball was in the air.
So Kurth picks up his second foul. And this will get Dennis Austin back to the free throw line. Missed his last two attempts. On the season, a 44% shooter on the line through the first three games. 33-27, Northwest trails. They trailed through much of this first half. Free throw rolls out for Austin. And Northwest opened up a 5-0 lead to start the game, but Upper Iowa's had the lead since. Austin with another free throw. And that one just barely grazed the net as it goes out of bounds. Boy, brutal free throw shooting tonight.
Yeah, on both sides.
33-27, Northwest Missouri State trailing Upper Iowa. 2:36 left in the first half. Gets across the timeline to the right wing. Cross court left side. Pass for Endow. Out of Kirker. Out front for Pitts. Pitts dribbles down the right side of the lane. Tries to go up with a shot. ripped out of his hands by Austin for Upper Iowa. And he takes it to the left wing. Now out front for Weber as he tries to make the drive. Gets called for the travel. A little step-to-step move without the dribble, and the turnover gives it right back to Northwest. Northwest wants a timeout with 2:14 left in the first half. Northwest trails Upper Iowa 33-27. We'll be back to St. Joseph in the Missouri Western Fieldhouse right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back in St. Joseph, 2:14 left in the first half, and Northwest Missouri State trailing Upper Iowa 33-27. Northwest just 5 of 14 at the free throw line, and that made a huge difference in this first half for Northwest. Pitch across the timeline as Upper Iowa goes into a 2-3 zone on the left side. Snyder out between the circles for Pitts. Right side for Kirker. Now to Pitts out front. Free throw line is Kirk. In left corner, Snyder. Three on the way up the front of the rim. No. Kirk clears out the rebound. Now controls it into the left corner. Goes cross court right side as he skips it across that zone to Kirker. Now to Pitts right side. 22 seconds on the shot clock, 1:44 left in the first half. Now to Pitts, dribbles on the baseline, goes in the left corner for Snyder, out front for Kirker, left side for Kirk, face left goes right through the lane, and the right side finds Indell, takes the three, back it down.
Great ball movement against that zone.
And it's a three-point game, Northwest trailing 33-30, with 1:24 left in the first half. Hughes goes cross-court right side for Kane. Now to Weaver. Weaver to the right baseline, double team. Out front pass, chased effort by Hughes near the timeline. Out of the top of the key, dribbles right side. On the right wing, pulls up the left-handed three-line drive, won't go. Fight for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off of Upper Iowa. We'll go off of Hay inside as he tried to work his way through two Bearcat defenders, and it goes off Hay out of bounds. Austin back into the game, and Hay goes to the sideline. Cats with a chance to tie this trip down with a three-point play. Just over a minute left in the first half. Pitch across the timeline. Now up for Iowa. And a man-to-man defense. Pitch through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. They gave him the lane. He took it. He has 13 points. Northwest within one. 46 seconds left in the first half. Now front with the double rock. Through the lane. Up for the left-hander shot off the glass. Won't go. Cole comes down to the rebound and he's fouled. This will go on Jimmy Roth. That'll be his first. And they'll go to the other end with the Bearcats. A chance to tie or take the lead with the free throws coming.
Could be a very strong finish to the half for Northwest. Of course, they got a little over half a minute to go, but so far so good. And, you know, look at the last 5-6 minutes of this ball game. They've played really well after getting down at about the midpoint of this half.
Right now, the Cats on a 10-2 run. Free throw on the way and good by Kurt. His first point of the game. And it's a tie game at 33. And a timeout with 39.5 seconds left in the first half. We're tied up at 33. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
33-33, Northwest and Upper Iowa tied up with 39.5 seconds left. From Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, been kind of a bit of a quiet run by the Bearcats, but they're right back in this game.
Yeah, you know, and I think the reason that feels quiet is because we haven't seen them panic at all. They're not getting out of their game plan. They're not changing a lot of things. They're just playing basketball. They know they'll get back into it, and they've done that over the last several minutes.
Free throw missed by Kurth. Again, we're tied up at 33 with 36 seconds left in at the half. Kane across the timeline. Backpedals off the right side. Guarded by Pitts. As Upper Iowa trying to milk the clock. There's 13 seconds on the shot clock, 20 seconds on the game clock. Cross court left side with it is Austin. Drives in lane up with the shot. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Loose into the lane. And on the right side, a whistle coming up here. And a travel violation as Hughes came away with it in the lane. But as he tried to move outside with it, gets called for the travel. And with 11.2 seconds left in the first half, Northwest will have it and a chance to take the lead. Peacocks will give pressure off the inbounds. Northwest will have to take it the full length of the floor. Kirthwell inbound. Gets it to Connor Crooker. 10 seconds left in the half. Crooker across the timeline on the right side to the right wing. Now to the top of the key. Dribbles through the lane to the bucket. A little runner on the way with the left hand short. Fight for the rebound. Roth comes away with it. And a long throw down the floor. A baseball throw down and it hits the backboard and bounds out. And that will be the end of the first half. And we're right where we started. A tie game. Northwest and Upper Iowa tied up at 33 as we go to halftime. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Back in St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse inside the Looney Complex, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Karen Lawrence is our studio engineer tonight. And Matt, good finish in this first half for the Northwest men.
Yeah, a very strong run there at the tail end. You know, they were hovering, being around by double digits there for a few minutes around the midpoint of the first half, but then closed out strong. And really, like I said, didn't change anything major in the last part of that first half. Just continued to play good basketball, got some stops on defense. And really early in the game, we saw Upper Iowa shooting very hot from the outside. They were 6 of 12 at one point from the outside. Did miss their last couple of three-point attempts, but that's the reason they were able to build up that lead they did. Didn't shoot quite as well late in the half, and Northwest took advantage of that.
One thing Northwest took advantage of as well was the brief time Upper Iowa went into a zone defense. Northwest really attacked that zone well.
Yeah, I think Northwest gets excited when they see that zone, and they're not going to see it much this year. That's the one thing. When you've got shooters like like Northwest has, it's just you can't go into a zone. They've got too many threats from the outside. That's when we saw Snyder hit that three from the corner when they were in the zone, you know, and it's tough to defend this Northwest team in a zone defense, especially since they move the ball so well. So I don't imagine we're going to see that too many times this year.
Yeah, Northwest and Upper Iowa tied up at 33 at the half. We'll be back and have more for you from St. Joseph right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Welcome back to St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, where the half. And as we mentioned early in the broadcast, it's a busy weekend along the Bearcat Radio Network. And not only do we have men's basketball here tonight with Northwest and Upper Iowa tied up at 33, but we've got women's basketball as we're streaming it on our internet site at kxcv.org. The Northwest women's basketball team facing Augustana. That game being played up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then we've got Bearcat football tomorrow. Northwest and Washburn at 1 o'clock kickoff. Pregame at noon. And then we'll finish things up with more basketball tomorrow night over the Bearcat Radio Network. It's Northwest men facing Wayne State at 5:30. And then the women again at KXCV.org as they wrap up play in South Dakota against the host school in Sioux Falls tomorrow night.
And tonight, the women starting the second quarter. And yes, you heard me right, second quarter. They are making some changes in women's basketball, but they are down 19-10 to Augustana, just underway in the second quarter up in Sioux Falls.
Boy, a lot of changes there this season.
Yeah, there is. You're going to see four quarters of basketball. You're not going to see any one-and-one free throw shooting in women's basketball. The when you get to the bonus, it's two shots, but they reset the fouls every quarter. And if you're used to high school basketball where they've got quarters, they reset the fouls at the half. But here they're going to be resetting them at the quarter, which is going to be a little bit different. And again, just quarters is going to be a major adjustment there. But we'll get used to it, and it'll take probably a few games, but it will be different, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think we'll see a very much improved women's basketball team this season.
Yeah, I think so. When you look at the starting lineups, there were a few names tonight that are new. But the new players that they brought in are very, very talented. It's like we talked about with this men's team. The new players that are on board are very talented basketball players. It's just going to take a little bit of time to get used to the system, get used to everybody else. And with Northwest women, they've probably got a few more new players than what the men do. But it'll just take some time for everybody to get used to each other. But in terms of talent level, they're higher right now than where they were at this time a year ago.
And, talking with Coach Smith Tuesday at the sports luncheon that Northwest has for the media, he was just downright giddy about what he's seen out of his team so far.
Yeah, absolutely. They had that exhibition last week against Graceland where, they didn't play great, but they were able to knock some of those kinks out that we're talking about. And, they've got some good outside shooting. They've got some players that can handle the basketball. And they've got a few players that are going to see some time that you recognize, but I just really think that the talent that they have brought in to add to those few players is what's going to make them such a much better basketball team.
Tomorrow, big football game for Northwest as they want to try to close out the regular season undefeated. They already have the conference championship wrapped up, but man, they're going to face a Washburn team, which record-wise, 5-5. Not bad, but when you break it down a little bit further, they have played everyone very good this season, and a break or two here or there, and their season could be completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've got nothing to lose tomorrow, so they're going to come in nice and loose. They do have some talent to potentially play good football. They've got a great backfield on offense, including a huge running back. They've got some talent on the defensive side. I think they're strong both on the offensive and defensive lines. Got a real big linebacker for them that plays real well. They've got a big safety that's really important to the defensive side of the ball. So there's the talent there. It just hasn't clicked quite right throughout the course of the season for Washburn. But, when you're trying to play for a winning record over the course of a season and potentially beat the number one team in the nation in your last game, that'd be a heck of a way to go into an offseason after what has been so far a 500 year for the Ichabods.
Again, we are at the half in this matchup in St. Joseph in the Hilliard Classic. The Northwest men's basketball team in Upper Iowa tied up at 33. When we come back, we'll take a look at the halftime report for you and have more coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. And from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthStFrancis.com. Also from Younger Auction Company, auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Back in St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. We're at the half in Northwest Missouri State in Upper Iowa, tied up at 33. Bearcats jumped out and scored the first 5 points of this game. Upper Iowa came back, had the lead throughout a lot of the half, but were tied up at halftime, thanks to an 11-2 run down the stretch for the Bearcat men's basketball team. Looking at some of the stats out of this first half for Northwest, they ended up shooting from the field, ended up scoring 12 of 30 overall from the field for 40%. They were 33% from three-point range, 3 of 9, and just 6 of 16 at the free throw line. That's 38%. Looking at Upper Iowa, they shot 48% from the field, 12 of 25. And they knocked down 6 threes out of the first half, 6 of 14 for 42%. And they were only 3 of 8 at the free throw line. The rebounding totals, Upper Iowa out rebounding Northwest 27 to 14 out of the first half. Bearcats with only 3 turnovers, though, out of the first half. You compare that to Upper Iowa, which committed 12 turnovers in the first half. And leading the way for Northwest in scoring, Justin Pitts. He has 13 points, only player in double figures for Northwest. Monte Mosby coming off the bench. He also added 7 points for Northwest. And then Connor Kirker has 5 out of the first half. And for Upper Iowa, one player in double figures, Jimmy Roth, has 11. He was 3 of 5 from a 3-point range. And he's the only player in double figures. And really the only one doing any type of damage, with, I guess, exception Josh Weaver, who has 7 points out of the first half for Upper Iowa. Denver tied up at 33, Northwest and Upper Iowa. Back to get you ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information is at 562-4657. And from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support also comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Back in St. Joseph as the two teams out going through some halftime warm-ups, getting ready for a second half play. Again, we're tied up at 33. Northwest and Upper Iowa. All right, have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Morning with Matt Gorder and studio engineer Karen Lawrence. I'm John Coffey. Matt, I think the big key for the second half for Northwest just to kind of build on the momentum they had there toward the end of the first half.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And, you know, not get down. And I really think that Upper Iowa, don't expect them to be able to shoot from the outside as well as they did in that first half when they built that lead. And if that happens, and Northwest hits those inside shots, that was one of the things very early in the game. They missed a lot of shots inside the paint that if they hit those shots, this is a very different ball game. And they can just get those shots. So they did a good job of getting those shots, getting the ball inside, whether it be on the drive or the pass down on the block. They just missed too many of them. So they can continue to get those shots and knock them down. It can be a little easier second half than the first half.
Like two stats really stand out of the first half. 12 turnovers for Upper Iowa compared to just three for Northwest. And then you look at the free throw shooting or rebounding total as well. Upper Iowa really out-rebounded Northwest. But free throw shooting for Northwest, you got to expect to get much better here in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you can chalk that up to early games a little bit, the fact that it's an early part of the season. But when you're getting those opportunities, man, even when it's early in the season, it's hard to see that many misses from the free throw line.
Tied up at 33, about ready for a second half play here in St. Joseph. Don't forget the Northwest men right back here tomorrow night. It'll be a 5:30 tip-off as they face Wayne State. Matt Brown will have the play-by-play of that for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, one of our former sideline reporters, and then he'll have that for you tomorrow night here. We'll be in Topeka for Bearcat football as Northwest and Washburn kick off at 1 with our pregame at 12 o'clock tomorrow from Topeka. Upper Iowa inbound as we start the second half. They'll go from our right to our left with their powder blue jerseys with the dark blue numerals trimmed in white. And for Northwest, their home white uniforms with the green numerals and the green stripe on the pants. So we're ready to go. We're ready to go. The players are ready to go. The officials not quite ready yet.
Hey, it's been their night.
Yes, indeed. And now we're ready. Inbound comes. And they'll give it to Carson Parker for Upper Iowa. He's handling the point duties here. Dribbles left side. Out front for Gamble. Takes one dribble. Now finds on the left wing Jimmy Roth. Roth at the free throw line. As he drives inside, Russell, a foul coming up. And this to go on Northwest. And Brad Doherty. Rather, Brett Doherty getting called for the foul. That'll be Brett's third.
And the official that made that call is the one that's been most whistle happy so far tonight.
Brett not real happy about it. He thought he was in the lane and had good defensive position. But he'll go to the sideline now for Northwest. Inbound up to Weaver. Weaver at the top of the key. The Northwest Mosby comes in the game to place it. Takes place already. Down the lane goes Linehart. Kicks it to the free throw line for Roth. Roth dribbles to the right wing. Now to the right baseline. Drives underneath the bucket. Throws it away. In the lane. Covering up for the pass is pitch for Northwest. Alec goes right side. Driving and laying it up and in is Endell, who comes up with the layup off the fast break. And Northwest with their first lead since early in this game. They're up 35-33. Linehart tries to go cross-court left side as he does. We got a turnover here. He tried to take the pass in the left corner.
We're going to have a foul down on the left side. Snyder was trying to come out and get out to the wing to defend that three, but Roth was keeping him from getting out there as they were moving across the lane and got called for the foul.
35-33, Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa. Good start to the second half for the Bearcats as Pitts will take it across the timeline. Northwest from our left to our right. Spires the dribble, goes left side for Snyder. Now back to Pitts in front of the Bearcat bench. Dribbling off the left side, goes high post left side. Mosby. Now to Pitts, a long three out front, off the front of the rim. Rims out, Mosby with the board. The putback is good off the glass. Mosby with 9 points coming off the bench. What I liked about that rebound when he came down with it, he just pivoted, went right back up with it without a dribble. Going in the lane with the pass, it goes for Hay. Now back cross court right side, a three on the way by Linhart, knocks it down. His first three of the game, he's got 5 points total. Northwest up by 137-36. Gets into the front court off the left side and goes on the left to pass to Hendown. Goes through his hands out of bounds. It'll belong to Upper Iowa.
Well, we've seen two shots in the paint by Northwest at the start of the second half, and they've hit both of them. So hopefully that means that step has been taken.
Now we have a piece of tape that's on the floor that has come loose. And one of the officials are right in front of us. We'll pick that up.
There's a lot more of it. It looks like it could come up. They've got tape across the Griffin logo for the volleyball lines, where the white volleyball lines are. And that tape is pretty beat up.
37-36. Northwest Missouri State by one. Parker across the timeline on the left side. Trapped out front. Gives a bounce pass on the left wing and gets it to Roth. Now back between the circles. Linhart right side, long three, takes a high bounce off the rim, and Mosby blocked out well inside, comes down with the rebound. Now it goes to Pitts, and Northwest from our left to our right with the one-point lead. Pitts off the left wing. Dribbles out front to the free throw line, pulls up back left side for Crooker, and shuffles the feet just a bit, and gets called for the travel.
I don't think that official is watching the feet. He's watching the upper body. Both coaches have been upset about several travel calls that he has made tonight, and I can't say that I disagree with either coach.
37-36, Northwest by one. Parker, between the circles, gets it to Jordan Hay. Drives on Mosby to the elbow on the left side. Now to the left wing. Baseline left side pass for Weaver. Turns, looks at the bucket, now bounce pass low, left for Hay. Takes it in the lane off the right side on Mosby. Guys and banks it in. 5 points for Hay. 38-37. The Peacocks up by one over Northwest. Long way to go in this one. 17-22 left in the second half. Pitch to the right side. Bounce pass trying to find Mosby in the lane. Spins on the left side up for the shot. Whistle. Foul coming up. Mosby bumped just a little bit. And the foul will go on Jordan Hay, who wasn't happy about that call. Mosby will go to the free throw line. Left-handed free throw shooter, first one good. Mosby now double figures with 10 coming off the bench. Hay to the sideline for Upper Iowa. Second free throw by Mosby, good as well. And Northwest by one, 39-38. Parker in the front court off the left side. Out between the circles, gets it to Gamble, their 6'9 senior out of Australia. Lobs a pass into left corner for Linhart. He's double teamed, scoops a pass left wing for Roth. Roth drives the lane, lays it up and in. He's got 13 points. It's a 40-39 lead for Upper Iowa as the team's exchanging leads early in this second half. Off the timeline on the right side, Justin Pitts. Puts the pass left for Snyder. Now out to the top of the key is Pitts. Into the right corner. And now drives off the glass. Won't go in the rebound. And side pulled down by Linhart. Bumped a bit, but keeps his balance. He'll take it across midcourt from our right to our left. Off the left side to the top of the key. Now gets it to Roth. Cross-court right side pass for Weaver through the lane. And he goes through a travel violation. And it will go right back to Northwest.
Same situation, that same official that's been calling those travels, and again, I think he's watching more upper body than feet when he's making those calls.
Mosby goes to the sideline for Northwest, and Brett Doherty back into the ballgame for the Cats. Northwest down by one, but they've got the ball. Pitts with it to the left wing, to the free throw line. Now the elbow on the left side, Doherty. Left side, Pitts. Pitts as he drives, reach in foul coming up, and a bump out front, and a little bit of a mismatch there as Gamble at 6'9 picks up the foul trying to guard Justin Pitts, who's at the 5'9. So now Endow will inbound for Northwest right in front of the Bearcat bench. Third team foul on the Peacocks. Pitts out near the timeline, dribbles to the top of the key. Back pedals. It's on the left wing. Cross court right side inbound. Back to Pitts. Long three on the way off the left side. Off the front of the rim and the rebound. Picked up by Upper Iowa. On the sideline across the timeline goes Parker. Parker double teamed out front. Goes cross court left for Linhart. His free throw line spins down the lane. Gets caught up there. Tries to dish it out front. And stolen by Snyder for Northwest. Cats again with a chance to take the lead this trip down. Pitch to the right wing. Goes to the top of the key. Looks left side for Connor Kirker. Now back to Snyder between the circles. Looks left side for Kirker. Kirker at the free throw line. Now out front, Doherty. Looks left side for Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. Now left side. Wide open and down to three. It barely grazes the rim. Fight for the rebound inside Doherty as he falls to the floor. Puts it back up. Misses the shot. And the rebound up for Iowa. Parker across midcourt left side. Fires the dribble. Goes out front with the pass for Linhart. Right side pass for Roth. Now to Linhart. Roth out front, drives, spins in the lane, a little off balance as he drives. I'm going to call a foul coming up on Northwest. And Doherty, I think, will get called for the foul, trying to slide over and draw the charge. And he will pick up the foul, his fourth. And we've got a break in the action. Shot went down. It's a 42-39 game as Upper Iowa has the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back. Have more for you from St. Joseph right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned, late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Roth misses the free throw coming out of the timeout. 42-39, Northwest Missouri State trailing in the right corner. Connor Kirker launches a three, misses it. Long rebound comes to Roth, and here comes Upper Iowa on the break. Roth was cut off as he went driving down the right side of the lane by Pitzel. Pick up the foul, and that will be Justin's second foul.
Yeah, I think that's going to cost Roth an injury. He covered the last 10 feet, hopping on one foot a little bit awkwardly, and he kind of limps over to the sideline and will be replaced in the lineup.
End of the game, Dennis Austin III got some considerable time in the first half. On the right side with the inbound, it goes to Parker. Now to Gamble, hands off back to Parker off the right side. Lobs the pass left side for Hughes. Down low, he goes, tries to hook the pass back to Gamble, but the ball off Gamble's hands, picked up by Parker. Back low left side for Hughes. Kicks it back left side, three on the way, and knocks it down as Dennis Austin hits his first bucket of the game. 45-39, Upper Iowa in front of Northwest with 14:05 left in the game. Driving to the free throw line was Anthony Woods as he drives through the lane. Whistle and a foul coming up on Upper Iowa. Foul will go on at Connor Schabel. That'll be his third. Foul on the floor, so the Bearcats will inbound baseline left. Fourth team foul on the Peacocks. Inbound goes to Mosby in the left baseline. As he drives on Gamble, reaching foul. This will come up on Jared Gamble. And that'll be number four on the 6'9 senior. Shakes his head as he goes to the sideline. He's replaced by Jordan Hay. Hay, who has three fouls. Inbound Mosby in the left corner. Now back to Pitts. Out top of the key, Woods. Anthony Woods. Out of Connor Kirker on the right side with 16 on the shot clock. Woods dribbles near the right corner. Lobs it low post right side for Mosby. Mosby goes up the shot off the back of the rim. No, and the rebound inside. Pulled away by Hay for Upper Iowa. And Hay down the lane, right side, lays it up and in. Jordan Hay with 7 points. 47-39 Upper Iowa in front of Northwestern. They got a timeout by the Bearcats. 47-39 Upper Iowa in front of Northwest Missouri State with 13:23 left in the game. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Fitz drives the lane off the left side and was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. 47-39, Northwest Missouri State trailing Upper Iowa. Fitz goes to the line where he has 13 points total tonight, and he is at the free throw line at tonight, 3 of 6. Have another free throw coming here. 47-39, Northwest Missouri State trailing. As he knocks down the first one, now 47-40. 7-point game, Northwest Missouri State. Trail second one, though, rattles out. Still a 7-point game, Northwest down. Across the timeline, Hughes. Brings it out front left side for Parker. As he tries to dribble out front, they look inside. Whistle the foul coming in the lane, and the foul will be on Northwestern, Anthony Woods. Woods a little bit of a push inside, picks up his third foul. Got a start tonight for Coach Ben McCollum. 47-40, Northwest Missouri State trails. Upper Iowa with the ball through the lane, driving the lane, missing the shot inside, and rebound Northwest as it's stripped away. As Hay went driving through the lane, Cats come up with it. Mosby across the timeline right for Connor Kirker in a little push out foot. This will go on Upper Iowa. And to get the call for Upper Iowa will be Dennis Austin. That'll be his second. Upper Iowa using a 9-0 run here in this second half to open things up right now, leading 47-40. Cats were able to stop that run. And the free throw line, Connor Kirker knocks down the first. Connor had 5 points early in the first half. Now has 6 for the game. We'll have one more. Left-handed shooter on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound. The putback is good. Mosby, aggressively going to the boards, comes up with the rebound and put it back up and in. 47-43, Northwest Missouri State trails. Left side is Hughes. Drives on Kirker through the lane right side. Up with the fadeaway. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Mosby. Controlled by Kirker inside. Alec goes to Pitts across the timeline from our left to our right. Back pedals. Now tries to go with the crossover dribble. We'll reach in and a whistle on the foul coming up on Upper Iowa. This will go on Dennis Austin. Picks up his third foul. 8th team foul on the Peacocks and gets Justin Pitts right back to the free throw line. It's a 5'9 sophomore from Blue Springs, 4 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. Front end of the 1-1 is good.
Free throw shooting starting to get a little better for Northwest in this second half.
Pitts now with 15 points. 47-44, Northwest in front, or rather Northwest trailing. Northwest trails in this one, but trying to come back here. Spitz hits the second free throw. It's a 2-point game, 47-45. Northwest Missouri State trailing. They've scored 5 unanswered points off the left side. Austin for the Peacocks. Out to the top of T. Lenhart. Through the lane right side. Lobs the pass left side for Austin. Jump stop in lane. Trip loose and Mark loose out of his hands by Mosby. Fight for the ball on the baseline. Out of bounds. And the long two, Northwest Missouri State. Good hustle by Snyder on the baseline there defensively, and the Bearcats will have the ball.
Cats doing a good job moving on defense, helping each other out.
Northwest with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down. Just under 12 minutes left in this second half. Anthony Woods on the left side to the top of the key. Into the right corner for Kirker. Kirker drives the lane. Left-handed runner ribs around and out. And that's normally a shot he'll knock down. Misses that one. Weaver with the rebound for Upper Iowa. Down to Linhart. Looks right side. Gets it to Roth. Down in the right corner. A long three put up and missed by Hughes. Rebound Northwest. Snyder with the board. And now it goes to Pitts. Across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. Now the right corner. Out front right side for Woods. Drives the lane with the shot high off the glass. Good. Anthony Woods with his first bucket of the game ties it up at 47, so the Cats with 7 unanswered points. Out front to the top of the key, Hughes. Back left side, a 3 on the way by Austin. Misses too hard. Snyder with the rebound Northwest. Cats with the chance to take the lead as Woods takes it across the timeline to the left wing and slows it up. Now out front for Pitts. Pitts at the top of the key. Now we'll drive through the lane. Pivots out front. Little scoop shot. Won't go. Rebound goes to Roth for Upper Iowa. Tied up at 47. Roth to the right wing. Now drives the lane as he does. Whistle the foul. This one to go on Anthony Woods. And that for Anthony will be his fourth foul. And this will get Jimmy Roth to the free throw line. Now, instead, they're going to inbound on the baseline underneath the bucket right side. Just the fifth team foul on Northwest. So Parker to inbound out front right side. Gets it to Hay. Now to Linhart, right in front of the Peacock bench. A long bounce pass to the right baseline. Hay trying to drive on Snyder. Dustin Lane spins back right side. Up the shot off the glass. Good and a foul. Jordan Hay with 9 points gets to the free throw line. Zach Snyder will pick up the foul.
Well, I tell you, for being as early in the season as it is, these two teams are getting after each other tonight.
Yeah. 49-47 Upper Iowa in front of Northwest. Hey, at the free throw line. Has 9 points so far. Free throw there. Short rebound tip on the baseline. And it's picked up by Xavier Kurth for Northwest. Gives it to Kirker. Northwest from our left to our right in this second half. We're down by 2, 49-47. Pitch across the timeline left. Now through the lane to the bucket on the right side. Lays it up and in. Nice drive to the bucket by Pitts. 18 points for Justin. Now it's a 2-point game again, 49-47. Northwest Missouri State down by 2. On the left side, Hughes. Brian Hay cutting through the lane, but a whistle on the charge coming up on Upper Iowa. Hughes, after making the pass, gets called for the charge. That'll be his first. 10:01 left in the game at Northwest Missouri State. And Upper Iowa tied up at 49. So tied up at 49. One of the differences in the men's game this year, shot clock at 30 instead of 35 seconds. Northwest will go from our left to our right. Hits across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. And backpedals right in front of the scorer's table on the far side. Dribbles to the free throw line. Hooks a pass left side for Kurth into the left corner. And in down. Tries to drive as he does. A reach-in foul coming up on Upper Iowa.
Foul starting to rack up a little bit on Upper Iowa. Northwest doing a good job being aggressive offensively.
Tied up at 49 with 9:44 left in the game. Back in the action. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.beincollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
9:44 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State and Upper Iowa tied up at 49. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And now to the free throw line, as he'll be shooting a one-and-one opportunity here as he goes to the line. Right-handed shooter, first one is good. And that gives the Bearcats a one-point lead, 50-49. We're tied at 33 at the half. Chris Abo in down at the free throw line, knocks down at the second free throw. Then a sophomore out of Norway. 51-49, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Upper Iowa. On the left side, Hughes dribbles between the circles. Looks right for Parker. Pulls up at the elbow on the right side. Gives it to Austin. Now back left side for Linhart. Long three on the way over Pitts. Turns around and out. And the rebound inside in down for Northwest.
I think the best thing to happen to Northwest is Linhart hit that first three to start the half, and he has been trying to extend his range and has not been able to hit since.
And as Indale drives the lane off the left side, another foul on Austin. That will be his fourth foul, and this will get Indale back to the line. 51-49, Northwest Missouri State in front. 9:14 left in the game. Free throw this time rims out. 51-49, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw. That's good. Linhart will take it across midcourt left side. From our right to our left. Goes cross court right. Gets it to Parker. Now to Austin. Trying to go low post with the Dawes right side. Little ball fake up with a shot and a foul. They got it inside. And Roth went up with it and was fouled, and they'll get to the free throw line. Indell will pick up his second foul. A little ball fake, got Indell up a bit, and the foul sends Roth to the free throw line, where he's 0-for-1 this evening. Knocks down the first free throw. And he has 12 points. It's his first point, though, of the second half. Two-point Bearcat lead, 52-50. Second free throw on the way by Ruff, rolls in. And now Upper Iowa going into some full-court pressure off the made free throw. Connor Crooker with it, right in front of us, dribbles to the timeline and gives it up to Pitts out front. Gets to dribble off the left wing. Hughes gives him a little bit of room out of the man-to-man defense. Goes into the right quarter. Carter Crooker, three on the way. Won't go, and rebound at the free throw line coming up to Upper Iowa. As Hughes takes it across midcourt, goes right side. Linhart now into the left corner. Gets it to Parker. Drives and reverse layup on the right side. Won't go, and the rebound in down for Northwest.
Credit Zach Snyder rotating over on defense to force that from being just a regular layup to an attempted reverse layup.
52-51, Northwest Missouri State with a one-point lead. Pitch to the top of the key, to the free throw line, pulls up, free throw line right jumper, rims around and out, won't go, fight for the rebound on the baseline and a foul.
That's too bad because Pitts made a tremendous move that made Roth look horrible. Roth even just, he looked over toward the bench just a second ago, what was I supposed to do?
We've seen that look out of several defenders in the MIAA.
Yeah.
Xavier Kurth fighting for the rebound, picks up the foul, that's his third. Parker will go to the other end as he shoots the one-and-one opportunity. Carson Parker, first trip to the line, had a three back in the first half. He now has 4 points on the game. 6'3", sophomore out of New Hartford, Iowa. Tied up at 52. And the second free throw good. Again, full court pressure out of the Peacocks as the inbound comes to Connor Crooker. He'll take it across midcourt between the circles, dribbles right side. Left side for inbound. At the free throw line, left back pedals, lobs a pass to Cooker out for right, looking at man-to-man defense out of Upper Iowa. Now drives, little runner in the left side, knocks it down. I think that's the first time Connor's connected with that shot tonight, but that's one of his favorites through his career at Northwest. And that gives Northwest a one-point lead, 54-53. Out front is Parker. Looks on the left side for Austin. Spins in the lane on Snyder. Banks it in. And a one-point Peacock lead over the Bearcats. 55-54, 7:34 left in this game. Fitz, center step drive to the bucket, left side, lays it up and in. 20 points for Fitz, Northwest by one. Left side, Austin on the wing. Now to Roth, drives, as he does, whistle on a foul, and this one coming up on Northwest. Kurth will pick up the foul, that'll be his fourth foul.
I think Roth is having some issues with his left foot. He's come down awkwardly a couple of times in the way he's walking. He's kind of flexing the toe of that left foot. So either the foot or maybe the shin or something like that. Something with that left leg is causing him some issues.
Mosby into the game for Northwest as Kurth goes to the sideline after picking up his fourth foul. And Roth knocks down the free throw. 1 point Upper Iowa lead, 56-55 with 7:16 left in the game. Roth, second free throw off the front of the rim. No, and Mosby clears the rebound for Northwest. Mosby does a really nice job of rebounding off of free throws. Cats across the timeline. Pitts right in front of the Bearcat sideline off the left to the top of the key. Now he accelerates through the lane and layup off the right side. Rims around it out. And the rebound Parker for the Peacocks. Game tied up at 56 with just under 7 minutes left in this one. Parker to the free throw line. Looks left side. Austin drives the baseline with a shot off the glass. Rolling the rebound to Snyder for Northwest. Alec goes to Justin Pitts. He'll take across midcourt left side right in front of the scores table. Now to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Cut off by Parker. Now back pedals out top of the circle. Looks right side for Connor Kirkery. Leaps up, brings down the pass over Linhart. Out of Pitts out front, 9 on the shot clock. Free throw line left, spins into the lane. Scoots the pass left corner, Snyder. 3 on the way, rims around it out. Rebound, Linhart knocked to the floor, and a foul coming up on Northwest.
Well, we've seen runs out of both teams at different points of this ball game, but I have a feeling we're going to see a tight one for the last just over six minutes of this one.
Hindell picks up the foul. That's his third. Hindell made the most of it, knocking Parker down. Goes to the free throw line, and the free throw, rather, Linhart down. And he goes to the free throw line, misses the free throw. It's his first attempt at the line this evening. Denver still tied at 56 with 6:17 left in this game. Second free throw coming for Linhart. And that one is good. Well, he has 6 points with 4 of those coming in this second half. 6:17 left. And a 1 point lead for Upper Iowa and for Northwest. Upper Iowa going into some full court pressure as Connor Kirkle will take it across midcourt right side. Crossover dribble. Checked off by Gamble. Goes into the left corner for Snyder. Down to Indow. Through the lane. Nice dish pass right side. Finds Mosby and slams it in. 15 points for Mosby off the bench. Northwest by one, 58-57. Gamble at the free throw line. A little set shot. Won't go. Mosby with the rebound. And a whistle to foul.
Now we're starting to see a little bit more life out of this Bearcat team. Last couple of trips down the floor, there's a little bit more in their step.
Linhart got in the way of Mosby as he came down with that rebound. Knocked to the floor and picked up the foul as well. As Mosby goes to the other end to shoot free throws. I tell you, I like the way Mosby goes to the boards.
Absolutely. Yeah. He just plays hard all over, it really looks like, and especially important for him on the boards.
Devontae Mosby at the free throw line, left-handed shooter, knocks down the first. And the Bearcats in front, 59-57. Josh Weber into the game. Austin to the sideline for Upper Iowa. 5:50 left in the game, and Northwest Missouri State in front 59-57. Devontae Mosby, a 6'5 junior, back to the free throw line and knocks down the second. To Mosby with 18 points, Northwest Missouri State up 60-57. Right side is Hughes, spins down the lane right, and tries to dish the right side to Gamble. Scoops the pass right back to Hughes. Hughes on the right wing, drives on Connor Kirker, stops, pops from the right side, knocks down a two just inside the arc. 1 point Bearcat lead, 60-59 with 5:24 left. Hits across midcourt off the left side. And looking at man-to-man out of Upper Iowa. Well, he looked right side. Long three by Indale on the way, misses too hard. And the rebound in the lane for the Peacocks. Leonhardt will take it across the timeline. Into the left corner, Weaver. Guys pass in down to the baseline underneath the bucket. Tries to go with a bounce pass. Kicked out of bounds by Crooker for Northwest. 5 minutes left in the game. Northwest Missouri State up by 160-59. Inbound right side, Leonhardt dribbles through the top of the key, through the lane, spins to a halt, and calls the timeout. Back to the action, 4:52 left, Northwest Missouri State 60, and Upper Iowa 59, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. This center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
And welcome back to St. Joseph and the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 4:52 left in the game in Northwest Missouri State. Up by 160-59, and Matt, we've got a battle here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. These two teams are getting after each other like it's the middle of the season. A little closer to the middle, I guess, for Upper Iowa. I haven't played three games before tonight, but you would think this was a mid-season, maybe even a conference game. There's been some emotion out of both of these teams. They're both playing very hard, and it's been a very entertaining game so far.
That it has. Upper Iowa coming into this game 0-3, but they played a very challenging schedule early on. Two of their losses coming to top 25 ranked teams in Western Washington and Cal Baptist. They also had an exhibition with Division I at Creighton. They really played Creighton a pretty good game, just losing 113-77. Upper Iowa inbound, baseline left as Janelle Hughes will inbound and gets it in left corner, and it's a turnover as Carson Parker came down with it, expecting a little bit more defense than what he had, took his eye off the ball. Goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest. Inbound to Kirker. Now pressure out of the Peacocks, and now across the timeline. Goes Northwest and Justin Pitts. I think Pitts has been out there about every minute of this game. Pitts to the top of the key, through the lane right side, drives. Goes in the right corner with a pass, but before he does, whistle here, and I think we had Indell on the baseline when he came up with the ball. So the turnover gives it to Upper Iowa as they take it from our right to our left with 4:35 left in this ball game. West holding on to that 1 point lead, 60-59. Right side is Parker into the right corner. Weaver on three won't go. Fight for the rebound. Mosby clears it away for Northwest and gives it to Pitts for 18 left. Pitts across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Shot clock's at 16. Dribbles to the left wing. Now out front with it. Is in down through the lane. Tries to go low left for Mosby. And out of bounds off of Mosby's hands. And belongs to Upper Iowa. And 4 minutes left in Northwest Missouri State. Up by 160-59. Parker to the top of the key, dribbles left side, down the lane as he drives. Whistle coming up here, and got a foul on Northwest. A little bit of a push as Parker went through the lane. And this foul on Devontae Mosby, number three. Parker to the free throw line. And his first free throw good. Now 3 of 3 at the line. Has 6 points on the evening. Ties the game up at 60. Second free throw is good. So Parker hits both free throws. Big trip down the floor that time for Upper Iowa. And a 61-60 lead for the Peacocks over the Bearcats. A 3:48 left. Pitch across the timeline on the right side. Dribbles out between the circles. Looks right side for Anthony Woods. Nearly throws it right. Picked up by Connor Kirker. Kirker through the lane into the bucket on the left side. Won't go. And he was slapped as he went up with a shot. He'll get to the free throw line.
He wanted to go for that left-handed floater that he likes, but had to adjust at the last second and take it right to the rim, and that's how he was able to draw that foul.
Hay picks up the foul. And that'll be it for Hay. Or will it? Yeah, he goes to the sideline here. Austin into the game. And Connor Kirker to the free throw line. Trying to give the Bearcats the lead once again, but first he ties it up on the first of two free throws. 9 points for Connor. Second team All-NCAA player a year ago. Tied up at 61. Second free throw is good. And the Cats in front, 62-61, with 3:34 left in the game. Into the front court, Carson Parker. Now out front for Roth. Roth down the lane. This is low left side for Weber as he does whistle a foul inside. And this one come up against Northwest.
They called on Zach Snyder, but he took a shot to the, a little below the belt, it looks like. And so he's going to have the foul and the injury on that play. Yeah.
Gets Weber to the free throw line with 3:25 left. 62-61, Northwest Missouri State holding on to a one-point lead. First free throw by Weber is good. Largest lead of the game for Northwest has been 5, and for Upper Iowa is 9, and it's now a one-point game as a second free throw good, and it's a 63-62 lead for Upper Iowa. Off the left side, driving his pitch, dishes right side to Woods, down the lane, lays it up and in. Nice pass to Woods, getting through the lane off the right side, and was able to knock it down.
Good time for that defense to step up here, get a stop.
64-63, Northwest in front, Roth right side jumper won't go, rims out Mosby with the rebound and the foul from behind. Mosby to go to the other end to shoot free throws.
Not a good foul there by Austin. He didn't have position at all, just tried to swat at the basketball and got called for the foul, and it's going to give Northwest a chance to build on a lead.
And Austin's fifth foul, he'll go to the sideline, and that will bring in Jernell Hughes. Mosby to the line. Left-handed free throw shooter. First one too hard. ...64-63... Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa. ...257 left. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good. So Mosby hits the second of two. We'll go to the sideline. The Cats now will go on the floor with Pitts, also Woods, and you have Xavier Kirsch coming to the ball game. Snyder and Kirker to round out the five. 65-63, Northwest in front. Out front, Roth drives the lane on Snyder. Pivots, stops, goes cross court, left side, into the left corner. Finds Parker, drives the baseline, now to Weaver, left side, three on the way, got it. Locks down the three, and that gives up for Iowa a one-point lead, 66-65. Pitch across the timeline with 2:30 left in the game. Pitch dribbles to the left wing. Now finds Connor Kirker, left side. Connor between the circles, looks right side. Gets it to Woods, through the lane to the bucket, and a foul as Woods knocked to the floor, and he hit the floor hard, but helped him pop right back up. Foul will go on Lenhart. That'll be his fourth. Northwest down by 166-65 with 2:20 left. And a free throw coming for Anthony Wood. Actually, his first free throw of the game as he steps up and misses too hard. Boy, if Northwest loses this one, it'll be at the free throw line where it has really hurt them tonight.
Yeah, they're 20 of 35 at the free throw line. That's just not a number. It makes it a lot tougher to win ball games.
Second free throw by Woods misses as well. Weaver with the rebound. And Upper Iowa with the one-point lead, 66-65 with 2:13 left. To the top of the key, driving is Parker. Pulls up free throw line right jumper, knocks it down. And it's a 68-65 lead for Upper Iowa. Hits across the timeline with just under 2 minutes left. Gillow's the left side now up front for Kurth. Right side, Kirker. Lines on the right. Woods. Now to Pitts out front. 11 on the shot clock. Spins in the lane. Goes left side for Snyder. Now back to Pitts. Left wing three on the way. Rims around it out. Parker with the rebound for the Peacocks. 135 left in the game. Northwest down 68-65. Parker trying to milk the clock just a bit. Right in front of the scorer's table. Off the right side. Just dribbling things out. Goes cross-court left side for Roth. Roth pulls up at the free throw line right. Now to Weaver right side. Long three on the way off the front rim. No, Kirker with the rebound for Northwest with 110 left. Northwest down 68-65. Pitts out front. Through the lane. Down to the right corner. Finds what three up on the way. Good in the right corner. Kurth with the three from the right corner. Knocks down the three. Xavier Kurth with a big bucket for Northwest with 1 minute left for Northwest Missouri State. And Upper Iowa tied up at 68. Breaking the action. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
We're tied up at 68, Northwest and Upper Iowa. And Matt Gorder, a big three by Xavier Kurth.
Absolutely, a huge three. You know, in the offensive possession just prior to that, we saw Pitts take one that I really thought was going down. It looked for a long time like it was going to sink, and it didn't. Cats got a stop on the defensive end on really what I thought was a poor shot selection by Upper Iowa, taking a three at the point in the shot clock they did. But Northwest takes advantage of it, gets a tie ball game, and this game, after all the hard-fought play we've seen tonight, this is a one-minute ball game right now.
It's tied up at 33 of the half, tied up now at 68. Again, 1 minute left in the game. Parker across midcourt off the left side. Went from our right to our left, takes it to the top of the key. Looks left, finds Lenhart, low left Weaver. Weaver drives to the baseline, cut off by Kirker. Now back left side for Lenhart. 16 on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Out front three on the way by Hughes. Watch it there. Big three by Hughes for Upper Iowa. A 71-68 lead for the Peacocks. 39 seconds left in the game. On the left side is Kirker. He drives a foul, and this will stop the clock as the foul goes on Janelle Hughes. They'll also send Kirker to the free throw line with the clock stopped at 36 seconds left. 71-68 lead for Upper Iowa. The best Kirker can do is to pull Northwest to within one. Left-handed senior goes to the free throw line. 83% shooter a year ago. Free throw here is good. 71-69, Northwest Missouri State trails Upper Iowa. 36 seconds left. And the second free throw is good by Kirker. There's 6 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. As Upper Iowa will inbound, looking at full court pressure. Ball knocked loose by Pitts on the right sideline. It goes to Upper Iowa Weaver. Now underneath, they find Hughes. Lays it up and in off the left side. Now 73-70, Northwest down by three with 28 seconds left. Kirker to the top of the key. Goes left side for Snyder. Now back to Pitts on the left front of the Bearcat bench. Pitts to the free throw line with 20 seconds left. Tries off the shot. Won't go. After last one go. Rebound for Woods in the left corner for Snyder. Can hold on to it. Tries to throw it away. It's picked up by Watson. And we've got foul coming up. And up Lila going to the free throw line. 73-70 with 13.9 seconds left in this game. Roth will go to the line to try to ice this for the Peacocks. Woods goes to the sideline, in down into the game for Northwest. Jimmy Roth to the line. Shooting two for from short. Still a three-point game, 73-70, 13.9 seconds left. 6'5 junior, Jimmy Roth back to the line. And his second one is good. That's a big free throw. Makes it a four-point game. Northwest ball inbound, looking at some pressure from Upper Iowa.
You know, you're not going to see a foul from Upper Iowa here, so get the inbound, get it up the floor, and take the easy layup.
Cooker across the timeline, lots of left side for Pitts. He'll drive through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Did exactly what you said, and we've got a break in the action. 7.4 seconds left in the game in Northwest Missouri State, trailing 74-72. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, we are in St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in Northwest Missouri State, down by two, 74-72, 7.4 seconds left. Upper Iowa will inbound. They'll have to take it the length of the floor.
Northwest needs to get a steal on the full court pressure here. Time is very, very precious right now.
Upper Iowa's Carson Parker will inbound. Again, 7.4 seconds left. Northwest down by 2, 74-72. Parker to inbound. Holds it and calls a timeout. Breaking the action now is 7.4 seconds left. Upper Iowa 74, Northwest 72. We'll be back in a minute. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
7.4 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State down by 2, 74-72. Again, the Cats in full court pressure. It's Upper Iowa. We'll try to inbound. Cats could use a turnover. Quick inbound on the right side and a quick foul. As they got the inbound to Linhart, Justin Pitts commits the foul, stops the clock with 6.1 seconds.
Cats desperately need a miss from the free throw line.
In a two-point game right now, Northwest down 74-72. Linhart at the line this season, a 75% shooter. Came into this game 9 of 12 at the free throw line. 1 for 2 this evening. Free throw here. Rims in. Rolled around just a bit, then dropped down. 75-72. Peacocks in front of the Bearcats. Second free throw is good. So Linhart hits both. makes it a four-point game with 6.1 seconds left. And some pressure off the inbound for Upper Iowa as Northwest will inbound. Snyder trying to get the inbound. Does finds Pitts on the left side. Pitts to McQuirt with 3 seconds left. Launches the long three out front. Comes up short. Rebound to Linhart. And Upper Iowa win their first game of the season. 76-72. Northwest Missouri State drops the game to Upper Iowa. The first game of the year for Northwest. Upper Iowa improves to 1-3. The Bearcats now 1-1 on the season after a hard-fought game with Upper Iowa tonight in St. Joseph. In 76-72, the final score. You can take a break before we go to our post-game activities. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, and shipping services for UPS and FedEx. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More information at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Back in St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse, 76-72. The final score up rival with a win over Northwest Missouri State in the season opener. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And the Bearcats come up on the short side of a 76-72 score with Upper Iowa tonight. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at Heinlein Home Furnishings.com. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens up at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.beincollege.com.
The Post Game Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. Northwest Missouri State loses to Upper Iowa 76-72. And Matt Gwinner, really comes down to free throws tonight.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about it there right toward the end of the ball game about how poor Northwest was. They finished 22 of 38. They gave up 16 points at the free throw line in that close of a ball game. It's really tough to do. And you don't expect to make every single one of them, but even just make a normal percentage of free throws around the 70% mark, and this is a win for the Cats.
Well, unfortunately, Northwest comes up on the short side of the score here, 76-72, as Upper Iowa defeats the Bearcats. Back with Extra Effort Award right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. And from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NW-AV.com. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost 150 years. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
The Post Game Report, supported by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to St. Joseph and the Missouri Western Fieldhouse at the Looney Complex. Northwest Missouri State loses to Upper Iowa tonight in the Hilliard Classic, 76-72, the final score. In time for our extra effort award, and Matt Gwinner looking at a newcomer to the Bearcat program in Devontae Mosby.
Yeah, I think he's going to fit in just fine. 18 points, 8 rebounds tonight. One of the few Bearcats that shot well from the free throw line tonight. He was 6 of 10 from the line, 6 of 8 from the field as well, but part of that was because he was so aggressive rebounding, he got some easy looks on the offensive end because of offensive boards.
Devontae Mosby, our extra effort award winner for the Bearcats, will be back. Here from the head coach of the Bearcats in Ben McCollum right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or online at MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of the Bearcat Radio Network. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's is open 24 hours and offers Northwest Athletic fans the McDonald's Bearcat Sack. Details are available in-store. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
The post-game report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. Northwest Missouri State loses to Upper Iowa 76-72. And joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, tough loss for your team tonight. Really comes down to free throws here this evening.
Yeah, you missed 16 free throws. I think we missed 16, something like that. And then, 3 for 19 from 3 and probably 2 for 20 from layups. A lot of it, though, comes down to we made some mental errors late defensively. I still think we could have won the game had we not made so many mental errors. I mean, we just played as bad as we could. And I had some bright spots, though, and this team is just nowhere near where they need to be. We're just not anywhere near. I mean, offensively, we're fairly selfish right now. Again, that was my biggest concern coming into the season was our selfishness and if we can move the basketball and if we can make each other better. And, when Zach Schneider shoots, three shots, people aren't making him better. I mean, it's just we have to go one-on-one because it's the only chance we have because we just don't have guys making each other better right now.
How much of a factor was some of this tonight, though, was that it's your first game out there this evening and Upper Iowa's already got three games under their belt?
I'm sure it made somewhat of a difference. I mean, it's just it was pretty disappointing. I mean, it's as disappointing as a game as probably I've ever coached, and that was pretty disappointing. I don't really have a lot positive to say or excuses to make. We just didn't play very well, and they did, and they deserved to win the game.
I think one positive out of this, Devontae Mosby, getting off the bench, he gave you a lot of good play out there tonight.
Yeah, he was excellent. He really emotionally tried to get us going, and, when they run around and shoot threes as much as they do, it makes it difficult. They don't have true bigs, and so, it makes it tough, and then Brett got in foul trouble on some calls, and so, he was in a rhythm to start, too. I thought he was going to have a really good game, would have been good, but again, we lost, and we are a long ways from being anywhere near good.
I guess the one nice thing about tonight, with this being a classic format, you'll have long to turn around and get back out on the floor tomorrow night with Wayne State.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's tough. I'd like to see the film of tonight and see where we made mistakes, and it's just bad. I mean, 16 free throws. I mean, come on. Hey, you make a couple more, you win. I mean, but it goes back to practice. Do we concentrate on our free throws? We shoot 50 free throws every day. Do we concentrate after practice? No. It takes us getting beat, so now I bet they concentrate on practice and the free throws. Or stay up on shooters late. Well, you know, obviously we didn't do that either. So there's a lot of mistakes that we made. But again, this is a young team, and not a young, well, it is a young team, new team, a lot of new players, and you know, we really miss, you know, I miss Matt, me personally. You know, he ain't coming back. You know, Matt ain't coming back. So, I mean, he just could figure things out on the floor that you didn't have to teach. And you know, he'd single-handedly win you the game defensively, and we just don't have that right now. So, we got to find some answers.
All right, well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up after a 76-72 loss to Upper Iowa tonight. Back with more after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of the Bearcat Radio Network. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's is open 24 hours and offers Northwest Athletic fans the McDonald's Bearcat Sack. Details are available in-store. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Diner 71 in Maryville and the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day, as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
The post-game report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in St. Joseph as we wrap things up, 76-72, the final score as Northwest Missouri State loses to Upper Iowa. And Matt's been kind of a tough night for Bearcat sports here this evening.
Yeah, it has. Bearcat women's basketball team ended up with a big loss up in Sioux Falls, 89-52 to Augustana to open their season. And, of course, the men's game here tonight. I guess on the bright side, the Northwest volleyball team is in action. They were down 24-20 in the first set to Lindenwood, came back to win that first set 29-27, and right now are down 12-11 in the second set. So hopefully the Bearcat volleyball team can get a win tonight and make it, you know, get at least something for the Cats tonight.
Well, we've got wrapping things up here tonight. It's been a busy night with the Bearcat Radio Network. You know, tomorrow a little bit busier even as we start things off in Topeka tomorrow afternoon as the Northwest football team faces Washburn. 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the pregame beginning at 12 noon.
And ought to be a heck of a matchup there tomorrow.
Yeah, it really should. A very important game for Northwest. You know, even though they did wrap up the MIAA outright last week, postseason considerations with tomorrow's game in terms of trying to be able to host as many postseason games as you can. They need a win tomorrow to host as many as they can.
Well, let me check some of the final totals here before we wrap things up tonight. Justin Pitts led the way for the Bearcats in scoring with 22 points, with Devontae Mosby off the bench with 18 to add 8 rebounds. Again, he's our extra effort award winner. And for Upper Iowa, they were led by Jimmy Roth. He had some big buckets in both the first and second half. He ends up with 19 to lead Upper Iowa. He improves now to 1-3 on the season. Northwest falls to 0-1. Don't forget, we've got football and basketball for you tomorrow. Starting things off with Northwest and Washburn, a noon pregame show with Bearcat Game Day. Then it's a 1 o'clock kickoff. All that up on the Bearcat Radio Network with Northwest men's basketball at Wayne State tomorrow night. 5:10 is pregame show and 5:30 is tip-off. Matt Brown will have the play-by-play of that. And then on KXCV.org, our streaming of the Northwest women's matchup with Sioux Falls tomorrow night. That's a 6 o'clock tip. Airtime at 5:40, as Ronnie Harris will have the play-by-play there tomorrow of that matchup. So that's the way things look for tomorrow. And again, the way things look tonight is Upper Iowa defeating Northwest 76-72. For Matt Gorder and studio engineer Karen Lawrence, I'm John Coffey, and so long from St. Joseph.